I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. This is your own program. You're listening to IRB English Radio, Muslim Lady. And I am Asma, at your service as the host. And we have Sister Zainab with us to help us with some more of ideas upon women. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
And thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, because that means that we're going to have too many interesting things to talk about. If I want to just give a gist about what we were talking about previously in Muslim Lady, I would say that we went through this idea that has been spreaded right now, and many people have the access to too many resources to go through to understand that women, under different pretexts and under different slogans, has been used as tools. And we talked quite about it, this idea that, okay, there are propagandas at work and there are plannings for these women. They are used as laborers, and they're actually covering these wrong ideas with beautiful images and then giving that as a source to women to eat upon. Let's talk more upon that idea, sister.
Yeah. We talked about some of the industries that have actually degraded the woman to a tool, used her as a product, used her as
a laborer,
a source, yeah, to earn more or to sell their products, or just to using her physical appearance or her beauty to basically sell their products. And now I think another industry that degrades a woman to that level is the fashion industry, that have this notion of treating women as their tools or products. While there have been efforts to make these industries more inclusive, they are still largely based on the idea that women's appearance is something that can be used as a tool to earn more.
To attract more of attention.
Yeah, everything that a woman possesses is tied to her appearance. Not her, like, you know, mental
values,
capability.
And her own characteristics and
other traits she could be having, or other features a woman could be having. I think these industries have been the biggest violators of human rights, because they have degraded the mental capabilities of a woman. They don't see her beyond her physical appearance, which could be used. The beauty industry in particular markets products that promise to make women look again, younger, thinner, smarter, gorgeous, attractive.
More beautiful, the paragon of beauty.
Exactly.
The statue of beauty.
Yeah. Again, you know, having that notion of that aging is an undesirable trait, yeah, which is not allowed in today's society. How can we put a barrier to a natural process which Allah has kept there? They are teaching us something against the nature, against the, you know, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Shakespeare understands it so many years ago, he says that all these lovely lips, all these gorgeous cheeks, they are time's fool.
Exactly.
They're not going to remain. But
and you shouldn't pin your beauties, your values on these things, because
exactly,
they are going to fade away by
They're going to fade away with time. And this, the very, very poet says that if your love changes towards this particular woman, just because her appearance changes, he says, love is not love which alters when it alteration finds. When a great poet like that understands it's thousands of years ago, why can't the Western society today, with such a tech, with so much art, with so much information, with so much forwardness, understand this? Why are they degrading?
Yeah. Now, the question is, sister, that maybe even among the audience who are listening to us, there are people who would think that, okay, they say that this civilization, this Western civilization, is against women's true value, and they're degrading women and belittling them, bringing them into these tiny little creatures that are just beautiful for their body, for their image, for their face, for these things that appear on their face and in their body. Maybe they would have this question that, okay, but this is a sort of freedom. I have the right to choose whatever life I want. I have the right to be independent. I have the right to go for a job. I have the independence and the choice not to be a mother and keep my body in perfect shape. And I don't know, with this idea, they would mean they would live longer. I don't know. And plenty much more. So what would be your answer to these sort of, justifications that they would bring for you? Now, in order to get the answer, we'd go for a short break, and just as you think more, then we'll be back to get the answers. Welcome back, dear listeners. I asked a question, and Sister Zainab is about to answer us about, okay, all the justifications that they give us about women. Now women have got the choice for many things. They are freer and they're more independent. And yeah, they are the princes of their own kingdoms.
Yes, as per the justifications, as per the slogans, as per the chants they are providing and giving to a woman. Yeah, maybe women may feel like that. And I'll tell you one thing. When a flower is so attractive, it has that beautiful smell, it has that beautiful color, and all want to go and just
pick it, pick her up,
pluck it.
Yeah.
But just we as women understand this fact. If a flower is plucked from the plant, if we pluck a flower, what will happen?
It would die.
All those petals,
yeah,
they're finished.
Mm-hmm.
All its fragrance, it's finished within no time. And all the beauty is over.
And the important thing is that there is no more of a root to create another one.
Exactly. And the answer to your question, you reminded me of this beautiful poem, Lucy by William Wordsworth. When, like, women kind of today, they're coming out in this and that way, having so many, immodest clothes, or being in the fashion industry, being in the beauty industry, being in the advertisement industry, just to get attention. But like, I'll tell you, like William Wordsworth has attention towards someone who is kind of, according to him, half hidden from the eye. And I will read this out for you to get a more idea how these scholarly people, how these wise people have, to whom they have been attracted. An intellectual person, who does he like? He says, she dwelt among the untrodden ways, beside the springs of Dove, a maid whom there were none to praise, and very few to love. A violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye, fair as a star when only one is shining in the sky. She lived unknown, and Fiv could know when Lucy ceased to be, but she is in her grave, and oh, the difference to me.
Yeah.
So what I am trying to say in this, Lucy, who is Lucy in his poem, is someone like who is hidden from the world.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, the difference to me. And now she's not in this world. It's only the difference to me. My heart knows how.
Yeah. Feel the difference in life.
How much creative she was, mm-hmm. What Lucy was. It's not like.
So this is the picture of this imaginary lady and woman in the mind of that poet, that now she no longer exists. And now that she does not exist, her absence does make a great difference.
Difference. And she has not been someone, a public figure, out there all the time, who has not been out there in the spot, who has not been out of the crowd.
Yeah.
His interest is there in the woman who has been half hidden from the world.
Yeah, because that woman had got some special characteristics.
Like he says in his poem, like a violet flower that grows by a mosaic stone.
Yeah, that is very beautiful. So I guess this is the perfect time to go for a short break to come for the last part of today's episode.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you for staying with us, dear ladies. This is your own program, Muslim Lady. We're talking about you from all around the world and the ideas that have been imposed on women's thinking and on the way they look at themselves even. So this idea that women are used as tools have got too many proofs in real life to see. They have changed women to these creatures who did not wish to be mothers because, okay, my body is going to change.
Yeah.
I don't wish to be a housewife because I want to be active in society. I go and do all these things. I have my job. I'm independent. I'm active in all the aspects of my own life. But there comes this biological clock that would be ticking. And then after that time, I would never have a duplication of myself. I would never have another one.
Exactly. You can't go against nature. How long can you go against the nature? For how long? I mean, I have just recently been seeing an interview, a celebrity woman from India. She was interviewing another man who was a comedian, and she told him, like, I go for Botox, I go for, I don't know, injections, I go for so many things to look younger. But you as a man look so younger without going for these products. Why and how? And you know what he said in response? He said, because I'm happy in life. I don't take stress. I smile and I laugh.
And that's the key point, I suppose.
Yeah, like if you want to look younger, it's not necessary to kill yourself, to go for surgeries, and it's not normal that you won't change. See, for example, a daughter, she looks so beautiful. She does not remain that little small girl, so beautiful, chubby cheeks all the time. With time, she changes.
Exactly, yeah.
And we can't...
We're not eternal
exactly,
beings.
As per you, can't go against the biological clock. And another industry that has degraded women is the dating apps. Unfortunately, whenever I go on the internet, try to surf something, even if I want to watch some news, you will see on the right, left, top, bottom, you have this woman of dating apps, you know, coming as an advertisement. And, you know, this dating app and hookup culture have facilitated the commodification of women's bodies and reducing them to a profile picture.
Yeah, exactly. So if I want just to say my idea, I would say that all I see in today's world, I would say that when I take a look at women, now we're not talking about men because they're not our discussion, they're not the topic of our discussion. We're talking about ladies. And as right now we look on different parts of the world, we see that it seems more of a competition that all the women have got too much of pressure upon their shoulder and they're feeling too stressed just to win this competition and be called as the paragon of beauty.
Rather, you should go and see what Quran says about women, what Ahlul Bayt say about women. The status, you'll get to know your value and status by these teachings.
Yeah. And it reminds me of that cartoon that we used to see of the Snow White and that witch woman that went through that mirror and asked her, okay, who is the most beautiful woman in this world? So the story has got too much in common with that story that we used to see in our childhood. And this is a really important fact to think about it and to ponder upon it more and more. We as women must be protecting our own values and do not let anyone look at us as just this beautiful doll or this creature that has got nothing except her body and her image. And yeah, that's it. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.